بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني اذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله وقد فضل كرم الله سبحانه وتعالى we have gathered again here in his house in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we have continuously mentioned, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who affords us this opportunity of gathering here for His sake. And this gathering here in His masjid for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this gathering of dhikr, we have mentioned its benefits, the rewards of such a gathering, the blessings of such a gathering. This is our nourishment for the soul. I mentioned last week, if we didn't even have these type of programs, Allah knows best how often we would then make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But of course, this is not the maqsad that just once a week we make the dhikr. It's not fixed for any particular day. It's out of convenience we have it on a Thursday. But it should never be fixed. Nonetheless, the idea is to make it possible for us, this is ta'aleem, to educate ourselves so that we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly. And we develop in our hearts this ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes weak very easily when we don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, I am remembering you, I will always remember you. But we don't make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we are cutting off this connection we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is going to be detrimental for ourselves. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith, he explained a dua, or he has mentioned a dua, اللَّهُمَّ افْتَحْ أَقْفَالَ قُلُوبِنَا بِذِكْرِكَ. Oh Allah, open the locks of our hearts through your remembrance. The hearts that we have, the spiritual hearts, have locks. And to open these locks, one needs to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment a person makes the dhikr of Allah, where they say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, then these locks now become open for any key that we have. The key has teeth, and then this key, when it is put into any lock, and because the teeth of this key has to match that of the lock, then and only then the door will open. So the dhikr that we are making, this is the key to open the locks of our heart. The teeth of this key, or the teeth of this key of the dhikr, is khushu and khudu, to make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with dedication, concentration, devotion. Your mind has to be focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How often we make istighfar, astaghfirullah, 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 with no feeling, no dedication, no devotion whatsoever. We're not even pondering over what we are saying. We are making istighfar. And we are seeking the pardon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbi Abbasriya rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, istighfaruna yahtaju ila istighfarin kathir. The manner in which we make istighfar, we require to make a lot of istighfar for that type of istighfar that we make. In other words, we're not making istighfar properly. Person has got tasbeen, is there making istighfar, but he's looking at a pretty woman going past and saying, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. So the istighfar when we make, we're asking Allah to conceal our sins. We're asking Allah to forgive us. And then ulama and mashayikh write that a person should then ponder over the sins that he is committing. or he has committed. And as he is making this istighfar, he must ponder and reflect over the guna he has made. And he should feel this nadamat in his heart. He should feel his regret in his heart, this remorse in his heart. He should feel ashamed of having committed that sin. And now he's making the promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he's not going to resort to that sin. And he's seeking Allah, or Allah's forgiveness. He wants to wash away from his heart that sin. Similarly, in Durood Sharif, when we're reciting Durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, think of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sacrifices for this ummah. Think of his shamail, his features, the beauty, the handsomeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love we ought to have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. When we say subhanallah, then we must really feel and believe and understand and ponder and reflect over the meanings of subhanallah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pak. And as Allah has no blemish whatsoever, no defects, aib whatsoever. Allah is absolutely pure. Allah has no shortcomings. Allah has no deficiencies. Allah is perfect. And when we really say subhanallah whilst making tawaf, I advise some of our friends, we say subhanallah as we are starting. Now ponder, here is the house of Allah, we are on the mataf. And you say subhanallah with feeling, oh Allah, that you are, we are glorifying you. You have got no faults whatsoever. You are the most pure, there is nobody greater than you. So when we make the dhikr of Allah, the teeth of this key is khushu and khudu, dedication, devotion, concentration. This is our daily nourishment for the soul. And if we are not going to nourish the soul with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the soul is going to become infested and clogged with zulumat of sins, of darkness of vice and evil. We find no chain in our work, sometimes with our families, sometimes with our friends, in different occupation. We are looking for some chain, sukoon. Where will you find the chain and sukoon? In the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the promise of Allah. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. You want to enjoy peace, comfort, serenity of the heart? Then it is found only in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful alfaz that we are saying. It is glorifying Allah. We are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you say alhamdulillah, then you must really feel and understand that all praise only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Every single type of praise, it is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say La ilaha illallah, then as we have mentioned so many times previously, we must negate and remove from our hearts everything besides Allah. Now this is how we are connecting ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you said subhanallah, you glorified Allah. Alhamdulillah, you praise Allah. La ilaha illallah. Now you are removing from your soul all the filth that has accumulated. And then see the solace, the peace, the serenity, tranquility, the comfort, the enjoyment the heart then gets and derives. La ilaha illallah. And then as though you are running towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is calling out to you, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullah dhikran kathira. O believers, make my dhikr in abundance. And then you are saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. Allah Rabbul Izzah does not want to punish us. We commit sins. We do evil. We commit evil. And because of this, this black spot appears in our heart and it grows and it grows and it grows. Al-Hajr al-Aswad, the black stone which we all know and we try to kiss during tawaf, when it came down from the heaven, from Jannat, it was white in color. Absolutely white. It is because of the sins of mankind. Upon kissing and touching this stone, it turned black. Mashayikh say, if this was the effect of gunas upon a stone, which was white in color, and we see the color of the stone now, it is black, known as the black stone. Imagine the effect of guna on our heart. Therefore, a poet says, خَلِّ الذُّنُوبَ صَغِيرَهَا وَكَبِيرَهَا ذَاكَ التُّقَى. خَلِّ الذُّنُوبَ, leave out all types of sins. صَغِيرَهَا وَكَبِيرَهَا, minor sins, major sins, every type of guna, discard it, abandon these sins. ذَاكَ التُّقَى. In essence, in reality, that is taqwa. That is taqwa. وَصْنَعْ كَمَاشٍ فَوْقَ أَرْضِ الشَّوْكِ يَحْذَرُ مَا يَرَى. And what must you do? You must do like a person who is going through a jungle, a very thorny jungle. وَصْنَعْ كَمَاشٍ, like a person who's walking, he's treading a pathway through the jungle, and they are thorns. What does he do? يَحْذَرُ مَا يَرَى. He's very cautious, very careful. He looks so that no thorn may catch onto his garment. He must not be pricked by any thorn. He must not be wounded or injured. He's absolutely vigilant. He's careful. لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ صَغِيرَةً إِنَّ الْجِبَالَ مِنَ الْحَسَى. He says, don't think of a minor sin to be something trivial, something petty. It's only a saghira guna. It's only a small sin. He said, what is a mountain? What is a mountain? In essence, mountain has been made up of tiny, tiny stones and rocks. So these minor sins that we commit, when it is accumulated, it becomes a mountain of sins. So we shouldn't overlook minor sins and think it's only a minor sin, as long as I'm staying away from the major sins. One person says very beautifully, he says, لَا تَنْظُرْ إِلَى الْخَطِيئَةِ إِلَى صِغَرِ الْخَطِيئَةِ. Don't look at how small a sin may be. وَلَكِنْ انْظُرْ إِلَى مَنْ عَصَيْتَ. But look at the person who you have wronged. The person who you have disobeyed, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be it a minor sin or a major sin. All sin, خَلِّ الذُّنُوبَ صَغِيرَهَا وَكَبِيرَهَا ذَاكَ التُّقَى. If you really want the taqwa, if you really want the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have to keep on refraining from sins. And the moment we commit sin, turn again and again and again to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will wash our hearts, our souls. Allah will cleanse us. Allah will purify us. And the moment we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then ulama mashayikh say that it is izafa in the iman. Ruh mein tazgi. This dead heart now gets life again. The spiritual heart which has become dead. And that causes us now not to enjoy our salat, our dhikr, our ibadat, our tilawat. We feel lazy. But the moment we wash our hearts with tawbah, istighfar and dhikrullah, now we get some vigor, some strength, some spiritual strength. And now we begin to enjoy our salat. Now we begin to enjoy our ibadat. Now we look forward for the next program. We look forward to reciting Quran. We long to go to Haramain Sharifain. We long to be in good company. Allah has made deen so easy for us. None of us is perfect. But we have to strive, we have to continuously try and connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now we have to ensure that this connection is secure and safe. It does not break unnecessarily. The moment it breaks, then again we reconnect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We continuously reconnect, reconnect, reconnect. I was reading a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where on the day of, when a person says, La ilaha illallah, banda jab La ilaha illallah kehta hai, person says, La ilaha illallah, then the arsh, in front of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a pillar. And this pillar shudders, begins to shake violently. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses that sutun, that pillar, and Allah says, that be calm, stop shaking. So this pillar then responds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, and it says, Oh my Allah, how is it possible for me to remain still? Whereas your banda who has recited La ilaha illallah just now, his maghfirat has still not been made. He has said La ilaha illallah, but you have as yet not forgiven him. Allah says, okay, I have forgiven that banda who says La ilaha illallah, and then that sutun, that pillar remains still. And this is the effect of La ilaha illallah. When we sing La ilaha illallah, there is a beacon or there is noor that comes out of our heart and reaches the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many blessings. On the day of Qiyamah, a person comes with 99 registers filled with sins. Only gunas. Placed on the scale. So obviously he's got no good deed, only bad deeds. Now he's doomed, it's time for Jahannam. When Allah Ta'ala tells the angels, no, just check, there's something else. And they bring a tiny piece of paper. And that's placed on the side of the pan of good deeds. And the moment this is put on the pan of good deeds, it becomes heavy. And it outweighs the 99 registers of evil. Now what is this? Bitaqa. It is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We've got a powerful connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After having this powerful connection, we have every means. Allah has given us everything. All Allah is asking from us, to remember Him. And of course, dhikr, as we mentioned before, one is making dhikrullah with our tongues, and then of course with our entire body, with our limbs. Our eyes must not see haram. Ears must not see haram. Our mind must not fantasize and think of haram. Our legs must not move to haram. Hands must not touch haram. We must ensure that we fulfill Allah's huquq rights and also the huquq al-ibad, the rights of our fellow human beings. This is where we seem to become very relaxed. May Allah subhanahu give us the tawfiq and hidayat of becoming true dhakireen. Those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, they are mindful of Allah's injunctions. They did not become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment there's a little bit of ghaflat, immediately they become restless and they reconnect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa afir da'wan. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alamin.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله. الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله. Take the name of Allah and now fill in our hearts the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just think that the entire universe, everything is saying Allah. The skies are saying Allah. The sun is saying Allah. The moon is saying Allah. Stars are saying Allah. The angels are saying Allah. The birds are saying Allah. The earth is saying Allah. The ground is saying Allah, the plants are saying Allah, the trees are saying Allah, the flowers are saying Allah, the insects are saying Allah, the animals are saying Allah, jinn is saying Allah, mankind is saying Allah, the oceans are saying Allah, the mountains are saying Allah, every single atom is saying Allah. Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nu. Allah, 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 Allah. خدا مانگتا ہوں, ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make dhikrullah every single day of our life. May Allah accept this majlis of dhikr. May Allah give us tawfiq of making and having these majalis again and again. Give us ikhlas and acceptance. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, laka shukru kulluhu, la muhsi thana'na alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwaleen, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya dhal quwwati al-mateen, wa ya rahim al-masakeen, wa ya arham al-rahimeen, ya dhal jalali wal-ikram, ya dhal jalali wal-ikram, ya dhal jalali wal-ikram. Ya hannan, ya mannan, ya azim, ya haleem, ya ghaffar al-dhunub, ya sattar al-uyub. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad mubarak wa sallim. يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو اهله. لا اله الا الله الحليم الكريم, سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم, الحمد لله رب العالمين. اسالك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمه من كل بر والسلامه من كل اثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته, ولا همّا إلا فرجته, ولا دينا إلا قضيته, ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان, اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا, وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان, واجعلنا من الراشدين, واجعلنا من المهديين, اجعلنا من الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان, وأمتنا على الإيمان, واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يبلغنا إلى حبك. رحمتك نرجو, رحمتك نرجو, فلا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. يا غياث المستغيثين, يا راحم المساكين, يا أرحم الراحمين, يا أكرم الأكرمين, يا ذا العرش المجيد, يا فعال لما يريد. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك, نستغفرك ونتوب إليك, نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. فاغفر لنا وتب علينا, فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم, أنت المؤخر, لا إله إلا أنت. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, raheem Allah. Ya Allah, we confess, Ya Allah. We are confessing our gunas, my Allah. Every sin we committed, major and minor. Ya Allah, forgive each one of our sins. Every single sin, Ya Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Oh my Allah, pardon us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are seeking your mercy, your rahmat, Ya Allah. Just one glance of your rahmat, Ya Allah, it'll be sufficient for us, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, don't turn away from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got no other Allah to turn towards, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have only hopes in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are our Khaliq. You are our Raziq. Ya Allah, you are Qabid and you are Basit, Ya Allah. You are Mu'izz and you are Mudhil. You are Sami and Basir and Hakam and Adal and Latif and Khabir and Aziz and Hakim. Oh my Allah, you've got such beautiful sifat. You've got such beautiful names. Oh my Allah, you are Maliki Yawm al-Din. Ya Allah, you are Rabbul Alameen. Oh Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. Everything is in your control, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, everything is in your qabz, Ya Allah. In your control, my Allah. Oh my Allah, Ya Allah. We seek your assistance, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us madad, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us your nusrat, Ya Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Give us afiyat. Give us salamati, ifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, your muhabbat, your ishq, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, help us to become obedient towards you, my Allah. Make us true ibadur rahman, my Allah. Make us true dhakirin, my Allah. Make us true shakirin, my Allah. Make us true mu'mineen, my Allah. Make us true Muslimin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the beautiful qualities of the believers you have mentioned in the Quran, bestow those qualities upon us, Ya Allah. Make us have those qualities, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are going, wandering, Ya Allah, to and fro, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we are seeking you, my Allah. Ya Allah, ab tu hamara banja. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja. Hame tera bana le. Ya Allah, this is our dua, my Allah. This is our supplication, my Allah. This is our request from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, that you become ours. Ya Allah, become our friend, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't want anything else, my Allah. Ya Allah, we just want you, my Allah. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ab to aaj, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Oh, my Allah, every other tamanna and desire has vanished from our hearts. It is gone, my Allah. Ya Allah, we just want you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are so kind and so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so full of affection, my Allah. Full of mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are our sustainer, Ya Allah. Despite us, Ya Allah, not even deserving all the bounties you have given us, my Allah. You are still so kareem. You still give so much, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so generous, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us food to eat, my Allah. You have given us homes and clothing, Ya Allah. You have given us water to drink. You have given us air to breathe in, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you have given us bodies and limbs, Ya Allah. Eyes with which we can see, my Allah. Ears with which we can hear. You have given us brains, Ya Allah, so that we can think, my Allah. You have given us hands and feet, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, despite you giving us all these bounties and limbs, Ya Allah, and instead of us coming closer to you, my Allah, and obeying you and thanking you, my Allah, Ya Allah, we turned away from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are so ungrateful, my Allah. Ya Allah, all these same limbs that you gave us as a gift, my Allah. We use these same limbs, Ya Allah. And all the bounties that you bestowed upon us, Ya Allah, out of your kindness and mercy, my Allah. We use all these bounties, Ya Allah, in your disobedience, my Allah. Ya Allah, we eat the food that you have provided. And we sing the hymns of Shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us shu'a sirat mustaqim. Guide us now, my Allah. Time is running out for us, Ya Allah. We don't know when Qiyamah will take place, my Allah. We don't know when Maut will overtake us, my Allah. Help us, Ya Allah, to cleanse our hearts, and Ya Allah, you purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Amari dilo ko musaffa mujalla muzakka bana. Ya Allah, amari dilo ko musaffa mujalla muzakka bana. Ya Allah, make our hearts shine now, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your noor, Ya. With your marifat, Ya Allah. With your love and muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the dhikr we have made, Ya Allah. Through the barakat of the dhikr, my Allah. Remove all the filth that we have contained in our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us feel lighter, my Allah. Make us feel spiritually energetic, my Allah. Make us feel that we are now connected to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us feel connected to you, my Allah. Make this connection and this bond be strong with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make it break, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't cut this bond, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hai. Hum dhaif hai. Hum faqir hai. Hum bikari hai. Hum sahil hai. Oh, my Allah, you are Malik al-Mulk, Ya Allah. You are the King of Kings, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door, my Allah. Open your door of forgiveness for us, Ya Allah. Open your doors, Ya Allah. Accept us, my Allah. Let us come inside, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not chase us away, my Allah. Do not shut your doors upon our faces, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum kaha jaye phir, my Allah. Show us where else can we go to, my Allah. We will run away from you, Ya Allah. Only come running towards you again, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, Fafirru ila Allah. And run towards Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, we are running towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help us now, my Allah. Help us to abstain from all type of gunas, Ya Allah. Major sins, minor sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us, Ya Allah. With halal, rosy. Give us plentiful, Ya Allah. Make our rosy, our sustenance and risk easy for us, Ya Allah. Without, Ya Allah, laboring and slogging so hard, my Allah. Do not make us be tempted by haram, my Allah. Don't make one morsel of haram enter our bodies, my Allah. Don't make us go towards haram, Ya Allah. Provide halal and tayyib for us, my Allah. And Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of doing good a'mal, a'mal as-saliha. Ya Allah,
Protect us from munkarat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us do amar bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar, Ya Allah. Accept us from those who are doing amar bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the good works of deen, my Allah. Da'urat at-tabliq ki mehnat qabool farma. Amr ta'am farma. Ya Allah, accept all the gasht of those who are going in your path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever effort they are making, Ya Allah. They have got shortcomings, Ya Allah. You overlook the shortcomings and accept them, Ya Allah. Accept us also to strive in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, the effort in Ya Allah, in the khankas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, people don't understand what is khanka, my Allah. Ya Allah, they do not know what is dhikr, Ya Allah. They do not understand what is tazkiyah, my Allah. People mock at all these things, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make tazkiyah of our hearts. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha. Anta khairu man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha wa maulaha. Purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Accept the effort of the madaris, makatib, darul ulum, and the ulama, Ya Allah, mashayikh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept the jihad of the mujahideen, my Allah. Give them your barbur nusrat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect them from all sides, my Allah. Those who are languishing in jails and prisons, my Allah, release them, my Allah. Release them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, especially those who have got no juram, no sin, except that they have believed in you, my Allah, and they believe in Rasulullah, so the final messenger. Ya Allah, make the world see the truth of Islam. Make them see the noor and light of Islam. Give them hidayat, Ya Allah. Bring them closer to deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, use us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, my Allah. Accept us, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu maqbool. Ya Allah, maqbooleen mein se bana. Ya Allah, make us from your maqbooleen banda, Ya Allah. From your mahboobeen banda, Ya Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, my Allah. There are so many undergoing operations in hospital now. Still going to go for operations. So many have been diagnosed with cancer and so many other deadly diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many, my Allah, who have went through so many treatments, my Allah, so many treatments, my Allah. Still that cancer is spreading throughout their bodies, my Allah. Only you know what pain they are going through, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant each one of them shifa-i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im. Ya Allah, give them peace and comfort, my Allah. And there's so many others don't even know what is the diagnosis, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are pareshan, Ya Allah. Remove their pareshani, make things easy for them, Ya Allah. Protect us also from all those diseases, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumeen, Ya Allah, from our families, friends, our ulama, mashayikh, Ya Allah, our close ones, Ya Allah. Grant them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Make the qabr rawdatun min riyad al-jannah, a garden of the gardens of paradise, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, make the maghfirat, Ya Allah. Give the family sabri jameel, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, each one of us has got some dua, Ya Allah. Some hajat, Ya Allah, some need, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghani, you are independent, Ya Allah. We are dependent on you, my Allah, for every single thing, Ya Allah. Whether it be a dunyawi thing or ukhrawi thing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whether it's pertaining to dunya or akhirat, Ya Allah. Ham muhtaj, Ya Allah, we have raised our hands. Our mothers and sisters listening at home or the receiver, Ya Allah. Our brothers, Ya Allah. Our elders, Ya Allah. Young masoom children, ulama, mashayikh sitting here, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they've raised their hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with sincerity, my Allah. Ya Allah, with humility, my Allah. The tawajjuh is, Ya Allah, gaze upon you, my Allah. On your khazana, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill each person's jais, murad and desire, Ya Allah. Fulfill each one of our desires, Ya Allah. Remove our difficulties, Ya Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and need. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarreena idha da'uk. رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله make our children the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect our parents, our wives, our children, our family members, our relatives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Protect us from the azab of the qabr. Protect us from every type of fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Protect us from the fitna of the living and the dead. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning. Ya Allah, give us the Hawz-e Kawthar water from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. Oh, my Allah, don't deprive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive any one of us, Ya Allah. Don't make anybody mahroom, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of the qabr and the fire of Jahannam. اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين يا الله protect us from the شر الشرير from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasidin, from the hiqd of the haqidin, from the dhulam of the dhalimeen. Oh my Allah, there are so many things, Ya Allah, we require, Ya Allah, we wish to ask from you, Ya Allah. You are well away of all our needs and all our difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. You fulfill all our du'as and accept our du'as, my Allah. Allahumma rizukna shahadatan fi sabirik wal mawta bi baladi habibika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Watub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun alal mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.